From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama wrapped up an international summit on nuclear security today, saying he and other world leaders had made real progress in building a safer world. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
Dozens of leaders taking part in this week's summit unanimously approved a plan that calls for safeguarding all vulnerable nuclear material within 4 years. President Obama acknowledged that's an ambitious timetable, but he said bold action is warranted to prevent would-be terrorists from obtaining the makings of a nuclear bomb.
And what I'm encouraged about is the fact that we've already seen efforts that had been delayed for years, in some cases since the end of the Cold War, actually finally come into fruition.
Canada, Chile, Mexico, and Ukraine, for example, are getting rid of their highly enriched uranium. Russia announced it will close its last plutonium reactor. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Former head of giant Washington Mutual told lawmakers on Capitol Hill today that government regulators unfairly seized the thrift in 2008. Kerry Killinger, testifying before a Senate committee, said while the bank was suffering from losses, it was making progress in terms of dealing with the matter.
The company suffered from rising loan losses, but we were working our way through the crisis by reducing operating costs, raising over $10 billion of additional capital, and setting aside substantial loan loss reserves.
Killinger's remarks came in as the head of the Senate panel, Senator Carl Levin, blasted the bank's management for creating what he called a mortgage time bomb. After Consumer Reports magazine issued a don't buy warning for the Lexus GX460 SUV, parent company Toyota now says it will temporarily stop selling the vehicles. The magazine issued the rare warning after a problem occurred during routine handling tests. The magazine cited an electronic stability control system it says was slow to react, creating the potential for a rollover. U.S. trade deficit widened to $39.7 billion in February, due largely to a jump in imports. Exports also went up slightly. As Danielle Carson reports, analysts say the trade numbers suggest the U.S. economic outlook is becoming brighter.
Imports for everything from electronics to clothing rose 1.7%. Exports inched up 0.2%. Sal Gualtieri, an economist with BMO Capital Markets, says consumer demand is what will drive the economic recovery forward.
We're seeing strength in both imports of capital goods, which means businesses are spending again on new equipment, and as well in consumer goods. So American consumers are also out shopping and are buying more products.
The U.S. trade deficit with China shrank to $16.5 billion. The White House says Beijing deliberately undervalues its currency to make American products cheaper in China and Chinese goods more expensive in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
On Wall Street, optimism over earnings set the Dow up 13 points today. This is NPR. West Virginia's governor says he wants to scrutinize mining operations in the state, including those with a history of safety violations, like the facility where 29 miners died last week. Governor Joe Manchin told the Associated Press he will review state law to make sure officials can shut down unsafe mines and order immediate fixes without delays. The comments come amid an investigation into what caused an explosion at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine. Officials say the mine had a history of safety violations, some of which reportedly had gone unresolved for years. The National Research Council finds farmers and the environment benefit from genetically engineered crops, but those benefits could wane without careful management. More from NPR's Richard Harris.
The National Academy's Research Council decided to study genetically engineered crops from the farmer's point of view. It found that farmers profit when they use genetically engineered seeds of corn, cotton, and soybeans. And the farm environment does better, too, because these engineered crops require less harsh chemicals and reduce soil loss. But the report also voiced concern that more and more weeds are becoming resistant to the most popular herbicide that's used in combination with genetically engineered crops. And if this problem isn't carefully managed, many of the benefits of genetically engineered crops could fade. The report does not consider broader health and societal effects of this technology, though the Academy has looked at those issues in previous studies. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Social networking site Twitter, which allows celebrities and others to breathlessly and briefly report on their daily comings and goings, has introduced a trial run of advertising into the mix. San Francisco-based company says it is allowing a handful of firms to have their messages show up first in searches on the site's Twitter sites. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.